Welcome to the Client Generation Podcast, a show where we interview some of the most successful people in real estate to help you understand how to generate leads, build a brand, and convert more clients in your business. I am so excited today to be interviewing Justin Lundy and Bree Ariano of Lundy, which is a really cool piece of technology. And I'm excited for them to kind of talk about how you can use it to win more listings. This is going to be really exciting. So Justin and Bree, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Well, let's dive into this. Who are you guys? Just to give everybody a little background, and how did you get to where you are today with Lundy?
Go for it, Bree.
Okay. You never know like who should talk. So basically Justin and I are both realtors in the industry. We met actually on a real estate team together. And I've been in the industry for 10 years, licensed, selling real estate for 6. And then Justin, you've been in for 5 years?
I've been in real estate for about 5 years. And we met about a year into that.
Yeah. And then, you know, we as realtors kind of realized that there's all these pain points between scheduling showings as a buyer's agent and trying to get as much information as you can to your buyers as you're scheduling and touring properties. And then from a listing agent side, you also have the pain of trying to get all the feedback from those buyer's agents to your clients and then go from there. And so we were kind of in this like rabbit hole of how do we solve this problem? And then enter Lundy.
So talking to, tell me, like, just for people listening, what is Lundy? Like, what does it do?
Yeah, so we built a super intuitive, user-friendly platform to build your own custom Alexa skill. And a lot of people are like, well, why do I need that? And part of the problem that Bree was talking about is a lot of times homeowners have like additional information that they just want to get to the buyers. And you're like, well, that's great, but that doesn't fit in the MLS. So, and I'm not coming to every showing. So that information isn't important for selling your house. You don't say that, but that's what you're thinking, right? So when you use our platform to build all of that additional information into your custom Alexa skill and then leave the device in the listing, when buyers are touring the property with their own agent, they can walk right up to Alexa and say, hey, Alexa, tell me about this house. Or, you know, what are the schools for this home? Or how old's the roof? You know, things that don't traditionally make the cut. They can get all that data now.
That's really fascinating. So basically, if I'm a listing agent, I can put an Alexa Dot or whatever, an Echo Dot in my client's house. And when somebody's looking to buy or touring the property, they basically can just ask Alexa to tell them about the property. So then all of the information gets passed along.
That's right. Yeah.
Only the dots too, which I just had to silence mine because I forgot to, but buyers touring the property can also do it from the Alexa app on their phone. So you have like through the phone if the house doesn't have Wi-Fi or the Alexa Dot as well.
That's really awesome. So how has, I know you guys have quite a few clients, so how has this impacted business sort of in the California markets versus mainly where you guys have started, right? You started out in California.
Yeah, that's correct. We're actually in San Diego. So we've been doing a beta here for a little over probably 6 months. And the agents that have utilized this where it's intended, which is the listing presentation, they're able to connect with homeowners on a deeper level because they can actually say, hey, you know, that additional data that you have or the community information that you'd love buyers to know or, you know, the upgrades you did to the kitchen. You can gather all that from the homeowner now, and the feedback from homeowners themselves has been, they love participating in selling their own home. Instead of just filling out disclosures and getting out of the way, they're actually able to tell the story of their home. So it's been really cool.
Well, and if you're somebody like me who absolutely despises repeating myself multiple times, there's probably some repetitive benefits, right? We don't have to say the same things over and over and over again.
That, and then it just in the interest of time, like you're not having to communicate at all because buyers can get questions that, you know, they didn't even know they had. They can get them answered immediately in real time while they're at the house. They don't have to wait for their agent to text the listing agent and then the listing agent text the homeowner. It's like the information is all there.
Now, let's say I'm a buyer and I leave the house and I'm like, oh, I still have this one question. Could I go to Alexa still and ask the question about the property?
Yep. It's live on any device in the world.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. So how do I use this to win more listings? Because that's kind of part of your value proposition, if you will, is that this will help you win more listings. How does a real estate agent that's using, you know, kind of a virtual assistant, basically, or whatever you call it, this thing here, how do I use that to win more business? How does that translate?
So you can build like the custom skills prior to going to your listing appointment and use it to wow the seller, because kind of like what Justin was saying is sellers want to be involved in the process instead of like filling out their couple of forms and disclosures and then the seller or the listing agent is like, okay, I need you guys out of the house. I have showings at this time. The sellers are kind of just like involved in the beginning and then they get updates like, okay, we're in escrow. So it's really involving of the sellers themselves. And then also in the process, like you get to say, you know, just like any other agent, I'm doing professional photography, or I'd hope most agents doing professional photography, but you know, we market to the platform that syndicates to the entire Zillow network and all of that. But on top of it, I'm building a custom Alexa skill. And we're not only selling like the home details, bedroom, bath, square footage, but we're also selling the intangible data, like the story of the seller and like the life that you're going to get there through the buyer's eyes. So the kids boo each other for Halloween, or, you know, there's block parties every Sunday, all that information that sellers always want to tell you, like all of that stuff that they can say is in this little device that sits on the counter now.
Is it really hard, you know, let's say I'm a realtor that I don't have a ton of tech skills, like, is it really hard for me to actually, you know, build something like that? Is it difficult?
It would be on your own for sure. With our platform, all they have to do is click add a listing, put in the home address, and we auto pull any public data that's available. So the assigned schools, the actual physical characteristics of the house, the year it was built. And then any additional information, they just go through, there's a list of about 90 questions that we've built into the app so that can be answered, and they can choose which one is correct for this listing. And they just push a button and it fires right off to the homeowner. So the homeowner has their own portal or dashboard where they can see examples of good answers. They can see examples of bad answers. They can fill out their, you know, the answers to the questions. They can save it. They can come back to it later and finish it. And they can also click a button that will let them hear what Alexa would sound like answering the question that they just filled in. So the homeowners, it's mostly on them, which is what we want, because they have all the good answers, right? Because they live there. So as a listing agent, you put in the home address, you decide what outlines this property the best, and the homeowner does the rest of the work. And that's it. It's built within 24 hours.
How do I, let's say I want to communicate this to other agents, other buyers, is this, do you like put how to access this information in the MLS description or at the property by the Alexa, like how do you, or by the Echo Dot, how do you communicate to other agents that instead of asking me all the questions, you can just go ask Alexa?
Yeah, sure. So there is like a little display that you put next to the device on the counter, like on the kitchen island or something when you walk in. And then also we're trying to kind of steer clear of the MLS just because they have so many rules and restrictions. Let's say you were the listing agent and I was calling you to schedule a showing. When I schedule that showing, you would say, hey, make sure you ask Alexa or download the app if there's not Wi-Fi. And just informing them, because it's all about being proactive versus reactive. So that one extra text, hey, make sure you ask Alexa, can save you from that buyer's agent coming back to you with multiple questions.
Yeah, awesome. And I think that, you know, a lot of people might be hearing something like this and think like, oh, great, another tool that I got to go learn how to build. And ultimately, you guys have made it to where your technology basically does all the work for the agent. They just have to enter a little bit of information. But the time that they would save and the, you know, repetitive messages back and forth with multiple agents or multiple buyers, it seems like it would be worth the, I don't know, how long does it take to program one of these houses? Is it like 5 or 10 minutes or is it like half an hour?
For the listing agent, maybe 5 minutes. The homeowner has got the blunt of the work, but again, they're enjoying this. They like the feedback has been very positive.
Well, and I filled out a property seller disclosure before. It's like 20 or 30 minutes of sitting there writing out information about the
right. It, Yeah, and these are stories that you want to tell, so it's not so boring and mundane. But I'd say for the homeowner, depending on how descriptive they want to get, they could spend half hour to an hour filling these out, depending on how many questions they want to answer. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's not too much trouble for sure.
Yeah, and all the public data pulls too. So like everything that you have in the fast for footage, that already populates. It's just the additional stuff, like is the solar paid off? How much is the HOA? That kind of stuff.
Okay. So on the like marketing side, how could I use Lundy to market myself to get more listings? Like, let's say I haven't got any leads yet or something like that. Is there anything cool that I could say or that I could do to present myself from that standpoint so that I can get more listing opportunities?
Yeah, absolutely. So you could do cold calling. Normally I would say door knocking, but with the pandemic, I don't think strangers want strangers coming up to their doors. but yeah, you can definitely like do cold calling and just reach out. Like if you have, you mean it doesn't even have to be a house that you sold. You can just say, hey, did you see that this house sold? They sold using Lundy. They were selling the neighborhood. I'm sure you have some great stories to tell as well. Would love to talk. Something like as simple as that.
Yeah. Or I could even go post it. Because like, a part of your thing is like, do you actually give these homeowners this Echo Dot or do you give them the Alexa? Like, how does that work? How do I get all these Alexas into these people's houses?
So agents themselves have to provide their own Alexa. We'll tell you about a couple ways with our pre-sale that we're doing where they can actually earn their own from us. But some of them do. A lot of our beta users were branding the Alexas and then leaving them with the homeowners. So not only was it a cool closing gift, but now they're on that homeowner's kitchen island for the rest of all time until they get a new Alexa device, right? Mm-hmm. So there is that way. And then back to your previous question, before it wasn't okay to be face-to-face with humans, we did have agents that it wasn't their listing, but they were hosting the open house. They went around and door knocked prior to the open house and asked the neighbors, hey, what's cool about this neighborhood? I have this tech that I'm using that will highlight that. And then they'd also invite them to the open house. And it was really cool to see those neighbors that were like, oh, you know, for Halloween, we do this. And then come to the open house and hear Alexa repeat what they had told them previously.
Yeah.
It's a great way to stand out for sure.
Yeah, it sounds incredible. It sounds like such a unique way to be able to present a listing, to be able to do a number of things, market to get more listings, to have somebody else talk about your listing nonstop. Sounds like a pretty great problem you guys solved there.
And if the homeowner has an Alexa already, you can use the skill on that too.
Right, because it's universal, right? If it's programmed on one, it's programmed on all.
Yeah. A bunch, but if they have it, which is great, because if they have one already for the listing presentation, you can literally come in and say, launch neighborhood info, and then the next thing you know, it's like rolling off all this information about their property, and they're sitting there like, oh, I said that. Yeah. So it's really cool for them to have that reaction.
No, that's great. That's great. Okay, so tell us, how do we go, you know, check out your company? What's the best way to go learn more about Lundy and maybe even try it out?
Yes. So right now, if you go to getlundy.io, that's our website. It has everything on there. It has a video on how it works. And we're actually doing a pre-sale right now that Justin kind of was touching base on how agents can score some Alexa gear. So basically, we're doing a referral program. If you sign up, you'll get a link and you can send it out. And anyone that signs up, they'll get $25 off their purchase. And then you can either score an Alexa Echo Dot or a $50 Amazon gift card. And that continues going up for each agent that signs up. So you can get multiple Alexa Dots for the multiple listings you're gonna have in the future.
Yeah, and so it is GetLundy, GetLundy.io. And the pre-sale that we're launching right now will be $99 for agents, and that gets them their first 12 listing assistants. When we do roll this out in October. So there is a limited seats available, and we'll go check it out.
I love it. Guys, make sure you go check out Justin and Bree at getlundy.io, GetLundy.io. It's a great, great product, really cool, really unique, and I think can help you stand out. And win more listings, which everybody's trying to figure out how to do. So it's definitely something to go peek. Guys, I thank you so much for being on the podcast, and I can't wait to talk to you guys again soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Grant, for having us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Client Generation Podcast. Please make sure that you rate and review this episode so that we can continue to bring you more incredible guests to help you grow your business. Thanks, and have an amazing day.